I don't have to leave this town to take a beautiful picture.
Joe Friedman is right on the money there. I met him at Waterfront Park in Woods Hole, where he was selling canvases featuring photographs of various scenic places in Falmouth.
What makes a good picture?
What makes a good picture? Well, I'm a self-taught photographer, so I can only tell you what I like. It makes a good picture, okay? What somebody else likes, I'm not really sure. Some people tell me you got to break them into thirds with a lot of different interesting things in the picture, the composition. I just take pictures, and when they come out, I know which ones I like and I know which ones I don't like.
What type of pictures sell the most?
Depending where you are. Down here in Woods Hole, Nopsco White. Nopsco White's has been my biggest seller for many years. Sunsets and ospreys. Those are the top three.
Out of hundreds of photos he has taken over the years, his favorite isn't of a place, but an osprey nest.
I've been documenting the same nest for a number of years on Surf Drive in front of Salt Pond, the osprey nest. And this is probably my favorite picture. Okay, mother, father, and the three chicks about 5.5 weeks old. Isn't that a beautiful picture?
Beautiful. Yeah. What type of story do you want to tell with your art?
I think the story might be twofold. One, I could be talking about myself because I feel more comfortable outside than I would be on my couch in the house. And so I'm outside all the time, either riding my bike or taking pictures or doing whatever. And the story is that how beautiful the town of Falmouth is. You just have to walk out of the house, open your eyes, and start clicking away.
Friedman says his work has taught him patience.
You can go to Chappie Beach in West Falmouth, maybe a half hour before sunset. It can be completely overcast, okay, without even a thought that you ever wind up with a good sunset. And instead of leaving, you got no other place to go. You might as well just stay there and just wait till you for sure there's no sunset. And all of a sudden, at the end, everything opens up and you might get one of the best pictures you've had in months. So, wow. so that's taught me to wait.
To wait.
Yeah.
And it's been working. You've been applying that lesson in your own personal life?
Unfortunately, not all the time, but most of the time.
As we all.
Yeah.
Your pictures are scenery photos. They are beautiful. But to every beauty, there is a beast. Are you interested in maybe covering some topics that most people wouldn't?
Being a minimalist, I try to keep my wife, not that I don't have opinions, but I try to keep my wife as simple as possible because most things are out of my control. So I just let it be.
And speaking of things out of our control, the pandemic,
yes.
How has it affected your work or your personal life?
That's an interesting topic. You know, for somebody that's my age and retired, in many ways, it really hasn't affected me at all. Okay, because I have a monthly income coming in through pensions and Social Security. In that case, just me and you talking with a mask on is bothersome. Okay, but I believe in protocol, and you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.